Hey guys, what was that? Anyway, happy Monday, guys. I am so happy to be talking to you. We're here with another week. Yeah. And I am very excited. If you hear something in the background, it's because I am recording outside. And if you are an OG, then you don't know. So my thing has always been to record outside because, you know, I'd be in touch with nature and everything like that. And right now, it's not so much in touch with nature. It's like machinery, in touch with machinery. But even so, you know, I'm gonna just record. But nevertheless, I'm excited about this episode and I'm really pleased that you've taken the time out to listen. Today, I will hashtag it like, you know, Motivational Monday, get me? Yeah. And as you can see by the title, it is Faith in a Shuttle. Yeah, Faith in a Shuttle. That's what we're gonna be talking about. And I hope to God that God won't allow me to talk very long. So without further ado, we're gonna get into it. Whoa. But before that, I welcome everyone to the real family who you've just stumbled upon this, or your friend recommended it, or you know, I sent it, or you saw it, or something like that. Welcome to the real family. Yes. And if you are an OG or you know, some time-ish listener, big of yourself. I'm pleased to know that you are listening today. And yeah, let's get right into it.
Struggling the soul, feeling like you're nothing. We got a word and that is a sure thing. Don't believe in fake, activate your faith. We're the real ones and we got you. We got you.
So, Faith in a Shuttle. The way how this actually came about is based on two different instances, or I want to use that big word that I don't know if I'm using it correctly. Two inferences. I hope no grammar police comes for me today. But, like, I'm going to just share it. So, the faith part, no. To be honest, I did not know what faith was until last year, watching VeggieTales, you know that cartoon with the cucumber and the tomato, Larry and the next one, I don't remember his name, but yeah, Larry, Bob, he has a chip up his shoulder for some strange reason. So yeah, I was watching it, and yeah, I grew up hearing and reading and even telling people that, hey, Hebrews 11 verse 1, that's what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But honestly, I didn't know how to actually 120,000% put faith in motion until I was watching VeggieTales, right? And in that episode, it's one of the new ones, I was watching it on Yippee. So to give you a backstory about Yippee, I got that app having watched the TBN, and I saw that, oh, I can watch new episodes of VeggieTales because YouTube wasn't giving me like the best quality. And I realized that Yippee, they show a lot of Christian content for like $7.99 per month or $9.99, something like that. So I got it, and at that time I wasn't really like watching Netflix much and stuff because I was going through a spiritual purge, still going through that purge, but I'm not paying $7.99 for that, right? It was so anyway, I was watching it. I don't remember the episode. I wanted to remember it, but as you know, I don't have VP anymore. But what I do remember, and I hope I remember correctly, is like they were trying to explain what faith is, and it's like you had a person who created the whole contraption. So it's like they had water and they were supposed to jump on certain things without falling into the water. And it's like there were, I think, three of the vegetables trying to do it. And it's like the person who created it, he was acting like God, and he's a representation of God. In the moment, he wasn't acting like God. He was not acting. He was being the creator of the thing. And he was telling them what to do. But for some of them, they didn't listen. They did what they wanted to do. And then you had one person who was like, should I actually listen to you? You said that you created this. All right, I'm going to just do it then. So then the person said, jump here, jump there. And he did it. And he came out successful. And no, they use that to break it down to say that was fate. Fate is not just doing something, but doing it, trusting the person who is giving you instructions. It's also about being scared, but still doing it anyways. And in that moment, I was like, wow, so God, that means that. Okay, fate isn't as hard as I thought it would be. Like, when you tell me to do this, I should remember that you are the author and finisher of my life, and I just need to do it. Just do it like Nike, right? So that's fate. Now, the part about in a shuttle. The fate in a shuttle. That part's another story. Well, the shuttle part, not fading the shuttle, but yeah, kind of combined. Yeah, so basically recently I was traveling on Knutsford, right? And I woke up in the morning and I felt this urge to travel with them, though I didn't book with them. And I was like, God, I did not plan on doing this. I want to get to where I want to get to by a certain time, and if I take Knutsford based on the maths and whatever that I've done recently, it not gonna like add up, right? Plus, I never budgeted for Knutsford. Knutsford is like nearly $3,000. Forget to where more and forgot. So anyway, I kept feeling this nudge, and I'm like, I'm gonna just go to Knutsford. And in my spirit, it was like saying, don't tell nobody. Because it also dawned in my spirit that right now you're going to confuse the adversary. Because the adversary expects that you're going to be at X place by X time. So, yeah, confuse the adversary, right? So I'm there. And I was like in a taxi. And I took out the fear that the adversary would feel like I would be paying. But then I subtracted what I needed to pay and gave the taxi man. And then I was like, let me out right here. And then it came out. Anyway, when I went there, I saw several people there waiting. And I felt this nudge go up a little bit closer. And I'm like, okay. So I went around the side and I got up a little bit closer. But by then, it was early morning and the place was not open as yet. Knutsford was not open. And anyway, it eventually opened, and like went inside. There was this lady that I came and I saw, and she was trying to itch closer, and the customer rep was like, we're not doing anything right now yet. And then when they opened things up, I was the first in the line. Wow, I just realized how significant that was. I was the first in the line, but I had no reservation. So they wrote down my name and they put me on standby, right? So eventually I was there waiting, and then the bus came, right? And when the bus came, the bus was full. Like, it reached the point where one person realized how full it is and how other persons who made reservation before can't hold, and one person gave up, you know, his space. Kudos to him, right? And then someone I knew, she ended up getting that space. I'm happy that she got that space, because at one point I was like, what the hell? How will she, like, I started to get concerned about her, but she wouldn't even know that, right? Like, how is she going to reach work? Is she going to reach work late as me? Oh my God, does her place allow her to be late? I was like concerned for her. And while I was waiting too, I didn't even know that the bus came, because homegirl was there kind of like sleeping. And then I just lifted up my head onto the hills from whence cometh my help, and I realized that the bus was there, and I was just like, oh, the bus is here. And in that moment, when the lady announced that the bus is full, right, I was like, I was beginning to curse God. I'm like, God, how dare you tell me, sir, I must come here and see the bus full? What kind of foolishness is this? And then, like, I stopped myself and I said, boy, that's no. That's not faith. That's not faith. You said that you're trusting God. If God told you to come here, then he has a plan. And then I started to say, forgive me, God. Forgive me, God. And I was like, God, I thank you. I don't know how everything is going to be, but I thank you, right? Eventually, the bus left. What shall I do? You know what I did? I remember that I needed a Wrigley's, a double mint. And I went and I purchased the double mint and I sat back down, right? And then the lady, she called my name and she was like, are you okay taking the shuttle? So I was like, that's an epic downgrade from being in a Knutsford, in the actual Knutsford. Especially because the last time I traveled with one, it was like the upstairs, downstairs one. So we had, what kind of downgrade this? But anyway, I was like, sure, thanks. Right? Alright, cool. So anyway, now children, got into the bus, realized that even though we're in that shuttle, I was literally the only one in my seat. Like, I had so much space to myself, right? And to fast forward into the story, right? Eventually, I reached the location before Knutsford bus, right? I reached there before them, right? And in the same breath, they left out like couple minutes after me, before me, right? We left out maybe 5 to 10 minutes later, right? Now, in the bus, you know, I got the word, and we're just gonna spiritualize this because I know that it makes sense. And you know why I know it makes sense? Because I was listening to a dynamic preacher, or reading what the dynamic preacher wrote or something like that. And the person was like, my best sermons were not given to me when I was actually like preaching, or more preaching, when I was actually like writing a sermon or something like that. My best sermons came to me when I was cleaning baby poo or doing some of those ridiculous things that you would not find a message in. And so it is that I found my inspiration in this madness, because I call it madness, but it's good madness. Here goes. In this life, we all have a destination to go to, right? And there are some people who, wow, why am I talking so many revelations coming? So I'm going to give you the revelation that just came, which was not the revelation that I came with, where there are some people who, they are ones who haven't been going to church the way how we've been going to church. They don't get baptized they didn't get baptized the time when we got baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. They weren't living the life and everything like that, and they basically made that reservation, right? Because heaven is their final destination, right? But then you have some other people where it's just in the nick of time that the Lord would have it that they end up become saved. Like they find their way, and even though they are around everybody who write them name and don't write them name up there, them first approach the customer, them first approach the throne of God, and God just do a quick turnaround to the point where they are propelled into purpose even faster than some of us who have been laboring at the feet of Jesus for years, right? In the same breath, so it is that for some people, I don't encourage it for everybody, but that's the reality, where there are some people who will not be living for God as long as we have been, but they will also make it in the rapture, and we can't do nothing about that, you know. We just have to rejoice because it's heaven's gain, right? Nevertheless, the encouragement that I really, really got is that we all have goals, we all have somewhere that we want to go to. And sometimes we feel beat up that, oh God, I am not with everybody. I'm not in the big bus. You know, nobody now see me and me not have the bag of crowd where I go with me and all of these things. And then you're like, God, why am I constantly delayed, right? You told me to do this and I've done it. So why is it that my results, it looks like I am defeated. It looks like I am the forgotten one. Like things will not work out for me. Like right now, I will have to wait another season. When God never tell you, say you have to wait another season. But because you sit down there and you're comparing and you're judging other people's journey and the route that they're taking, that you end up miss it, right? When I was traveling in the bus, right, it was small. Yes, it wasn't what I was used to and everything like that. And to some extent, I would have thought that these people would reach before me, right? They leave out before me. So they're going to reach before me. And like, they may be having a lot of fun and stuff like that. In my minibus, I didn't have my TV that I normally have to watch a movie or the music and stuff like that. But you know what I got? Quietness, to the point where I was able to rest. I was able to sleep. I was able to read. I was able to pray. I was able to hear the Lord. I was able to see the Lord in my life. I was also very much able to examine my life and see that I need to learn how to trust God more. And that's the thing, wherever it is that God is bringing us to, you know, and when especially when he tells us how to do it, it is going to give us peace. We don't have to be rattled up. We don't have to be wondering how is it that this is going to turn out. Because the truth is that many times when I would have traveled in the big bus, I would always be like, what time am I going to reach now? But then this time, when I was in the big bus, the small bus, I was like trusting God's timing. I was trusting what is the lesson. It's like I was enjoying the ride, you know. I was enjoying it. I was enjoying the peace. I was enjoying that I don't have many people. I was enjoying that I don't have any distraction. And that's the thing, when we decide to walk with God, you know, he will eradicate every single distraction. And yes, people who you know will not be there with you. You may be around a bunch of strangers. You may be around less people, but that is where God wants you to be. So do not count yourself out. What if it's a case where I was like, me discriminate, and I said, no, I'm not on the bus. We're actually late for when we actually forgot. And that's the thing. Our package, sometimes it comes in a way that we don't like how it looks. It's not very attractive, you know, to everyone. But it's actually doing the purpose. It's about the kingdom, you know. And we don't want that, because we imagine that things would be this way and it's not that way. And because the majority has things this way, we feel like, say, God nah bless we. But I come here in the name of Jesus to let you know that as long as you trust God, you will be right on time for everything. It doesn't matter if you leave out late. It doesn't matter if you are a spiritual late bloomer. In your eyes, you are right on time. And the Lord God Almighty is going to ensure that he brings you to that destination. I do not know what would have happened. So there are two possibilities. I could have traveled with three. I could have traveled with the initial transportation, and I don't know what kind of forces were waiting me. I don't know what things would have happened. I know that to be in that environment, it would be more rowdy and stuff, and I would feel a little bit more uncomfortable and stuff, even though I'm reaching my destination earlier than how I ended up reaching. Though I reached on time, me wouldn't feel so comfortable with that. Then there's the other possibility where me could have just said, me not going away and just leave it like that. You get me? Because I'm like, it didn't go my way. So it's either my way or byway. Bye-bye. Girl, calm. Or it could have been the other possibility where I was like, all right, I'm going to wait for the other time bus, because girl, I feel show up in a style and class and stuff. No, man. But then it changed differently for me. And this whole thing, remembering VeggieTales about faith, like trusting the the author and finisher, even though I have absolutely no clue what he is doing and what he will do. But I know for sure that as long as I listen to the maker, then everything else will be added. And you know, seeking he first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. Me get rest to the women never did need. Women never did, like, me did need it, but me never did know, say, you know, me did need it so much, or it would have so possible and stuff like that, right? In such an environment, an uncertain environment. Because, me tell you, when I turned on the bus, I moved like, say, it soon broke down. And that's the thing. Sometimes you get to our destination, it come like, we're going to broke down. It come like, say, the gas are going to run out. It come like, there's no motivation and stuff like that. But the Lord is making you reach on time, and you can make you surpass some people. And then the other bus, it actually came off route to drop off some packages. So that's the thing. Some people, you know, they might go before you, you know, but they have to come off of the route, you know, because some crosses can't go to the destination where them need for go, so they have to let it off. So them end up reach later than you, even though them reach out before it, even though them leave out before you. You get me? So with this word in mind, brother, sister, I don't know what me touch in your life, but me kind of know some of my things and what God uses for touching on my life. Make me realize, say, yo, don't watch people. Don't watch people transport off reaching to them destination. Don't watch, they don't watch no face. The only face we need for watch is Jesus. Seek him while he may be found. You know, the Lord will bless those who diligently seek him, right? So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and listen, all other things will be added unto you. You might cuss no say God. Me can't. And here's the thing. Many times we feel like say, oh, because God gave us an instruction, the cross is not gonna come. Like no delay not gonna come. No this not gonna come. But brother, it all gonna come. But that no mean say I no gotta talk to you. What it does mean is that you need to trust him even more. I was talking, like, in closing, I was talking to a great, you know, woman of God recently, and I was talking to her about, you know, having to deal with mountains in my life and stuff like that. And she was saying something, but she didn't even see the depth of what I received until I explained it to her, you know, where why am I sound so where she was saying that it would be hard to go up, like, if a mountain was smooth, it would have been harder to go up to, because then you wouldn't have anything to hold on to. She was talking along the lines of a physical aspect, but suddenly my mind went spiritual to say, if I never have a Bokmato moment while climbing the hill, or if I never have, like, those difficulties or and stuff like that, I wouldn't have anything to hold on to. I wouldn't remember that when me did butt my toe, you know, me did see one leaf a life upon the side and me rub it over my toe and then me just continue to move on, right? Me, in a spiritual sense, me butt my toe, me fall down, the bread of life, the branch of life, the God of life, the vine, he came and he restored me, and it gave me reason to continue. So I continued on the journey, you get me? So it is that we may have some very hard moments in our lives, or we witness other hard moments of other individuals' lives, but it's for us to hold on to this, to say, if the same God did this for you or did this for me a couple years ago, then surely he will do it again. And then, oh God, I thought that this was closing, but no, it's closing. It's closing, because I have to add this, where even though, yes, you're going to hold on to the thought that God did this for me before, so he's going to do it again. But based on that, we should not put God in a limit, because we don't know how God is going to come out. The moment when we feel like, so we study God, is a moment where he just literally changes things up. I give you two examples, right? First example, Moses. The first time the Lord said to him, strike the rock. He struck it, water came. But the other time, the instruction was, do not strike the rock, because God wanted to do things a different way. He struck the rock, he missed out on what he needed to receive, you get me? Then there's this other time, I find it very fascinating, where Mary Magdalene, you know, she seemed like she was so used to miracles, you know. She was used to the miracle of raising the dead, to the point where homegirl went there with the expectation that the stone would have to be rolled away, right? And when she see the stone, because she witnessed that for Lazarus is dead. Now when she goes there to see Jesus, she sees that the stone is already rolled. But the miracle, the resurrection, kind of different. Now homegirl kind of shocked. But not until Jesus spoke, she realized, say, yo, Jesus himself in the situation here. Do not be afraid. So it is that right now, we may have an expectation, you know, that God is going to do it this way, but that's not how we should do it. Just expect that he will work and have our minds open to receive anything that he does. Because we never know when that moment is a moment for water turned into wine versus to walk on water. Wow. Wow. Because the one for walk on water was just to get to your destination versus the one with water turned to wine was just for eat. So different circumstances, bro. So do not put God in a box, especially where water is concerned, as well as moving, you know, shuttle. And to give you a definition, a shuttle, it is one where it moves between two directions, and many times it takes a different kind of route. So when you have faith, it will give you an advantage to move between two areas, doubt and the destination, as well as faith and the destination, whatever it is, you know, to move between these things, as well as to get to your destination in a shorter time, maybe on a shorter route. So yeah, that's what faith does. So some people may be struggling to get to certain things as well, because they're not no faith, they're not no trust in God, because God did they give away instruction, or we did they go like, say, we know more than God. Shut up. Oh, this is not a shut up situation. Shut up was not relevant. You love to tell people to shut up. Stop it. You shut up. So yes, I shut up now in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. Wow, I can't believe that I actually went on this long of a rant. So to take my own advice, yes, I am about to shut up. But before I shut up, I'm just going to give God thanks. Thank you, mighty God, for how you speak through some simple situations. Thank you, God, that you are the Lord of Lords. You're the one who not only tells us to set out on a journey, but you also cover us, you know. You also provide. Remember, you give me water, you give me sleep, you give me rest. And so it is that you do it in other areas of life, you know, for different people, you get me, Jesus? Yes, you do. So based on that, God, I give you thanks that you are someone that we can never put any limits on, because the moment we feel like we figure you out is the moment you just switch up on us, you know. So right now, God, I speak life into the situations of those who listen today. God, I pray that today's examples, though, you know, literal and maybe, you know, insignificant, if you don't look and give God thanks for the little things in life, you may miss it. But I pray, God, that they will not miss it. And for the person who never truly understood what faith is, they will understand it a little bit deeper and just learn how to trust you more. You know, walk by faith and not by sight. Walk knowing that the instructions that you give, they are for our good, and that they will grant a good result, because you will never leave us or forsake us, and you know everything, and you will not make with the foolishness. So I give you thanks and I give you praise, and I thank you once more that you create different avenues to bring us to where we need to get to, and everyone has a different place to get to, and you definitely ensure that we get to these places. So thank you once more for hearing and answering, and I pray, God, that you just cover and bless this podcast, bless the listeners, and just continue to have thine own way in your life, in their lives, in my life. In your holy and precious name, amen. We have made it to the end of another episode. listen, I have faith that you were blessed by this one. It wasn't like our typical episodes, but it blessed my heart so much to share that I know that it will bless your heart. So don't be selfish with the blessings. Share it with other persons. Listen, share it with at least 5 people. And these 5 people, if your friends share it with you already, share it with 5 other people. We have to keep growing this real family, yeah? And if you have any feedback, if you have any topic in mind that you'd like me to share on and stuff like that, then feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at @nasantalaw. And let's get connected. The Lord bless you. Listen, for my sheep, remember, you are the sheep of God and you should know his voice. So this is just a training moment, okay? Capiche? All right, I'm going to shut up now.